Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keen. Batting second. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Small. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Preston Ward. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Narragon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Small is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Small hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Avila reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a line drive towards short. Keen catches it and throws to first to double up Avila. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kaline moves to second. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kaline moves to third. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Kennedy. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby bunts towards the mound. Larry juggles the ball. That's an error on Larry. Ward moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. House fields it and throws to third for the out. Busby moves to second. Two outs. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry bunts towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Bowling moves to second. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Narragon for a passed ball. Bowling moves to third. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Avila is called out on strikes. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Small is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Small is 0 for 1 in the game. Small hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into left field. Small settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats House for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 0 in the game. Larry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon is 0 for 1 in the game. Narragon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Narragon for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodling hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 2 in the game. Torgerson hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Small is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Small is 0 for 2 in the game. Small hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 2 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon is 0 for 2 in the game. Narragon takes first base on ball 4. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon bunts towards third. Kennedy juggles the ball. That's an error on Kennedy. Narragon moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 3 in the game. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Narragon moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tuttle moves to second. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry strikes out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 3 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Keene reaches second base with a double. Tuttle scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 3 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Strickland pinch runs for Al Rosen. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 3 in the game. Busby strikes out. There goes Strickland. The throw from House to second, and Strickland is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Strickland now playing third base. Jim Small is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Small is 0 for 3 in the game. Small hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-3 in the game. House hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito pinch hits for Chico Carrasquel. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Narragón is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragón is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Narragón hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan pinch runs for Hal Narragón. Sam Mealy pinch hits for Bob Lemon. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 1, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.